You're listening to an African Elements top news story for March 5th, 2026. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Houston Rodeo's Black Heritage Day misinformation revealed social media platforms like TikTok and Threads are buzzing with excitement for the upcoming Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. However, this excitement has created a wave of confusion regarding Black Heritage Day. Many viral posts describe the event as a multi-day festival of parties and clubbing. Community leaders in Texas are now working hard to correct these false narratives. They want to ensure the public understands the true purpose of this historic occasion. The misinformation often labels the event as Black Rodeo Weekend. In reality, Black Heritage Day is a single designated day within the three-week rodeo schedule. For the 2026 season, that day falls on Friday, March 6th. Leaders worry that the focus on vibes and concerts overshadows the agricultural roots of the event. This shift in perception threatens to erase the history of the Black Cowboy. It also minimizes the educational opportunities that the day provides for young students. The history of the Black Cowboy in Houston is one of resilience and determination. In 1957, James Francis, Mertis Dykeman Sr., and Dr. Alfred Poindexter founded the Prairie View Trail Riders. This was the first all-black group to join the Go Texan Day Parade. At that time, the city of Houston was strictly segregated under Jim Crow laws. Consequently, the riders faced immense hostility and danger as they tried to claim their space in Western tradition. Because of the racial tensions of the era, the riders had to enter Memorial Park under armed guard protection. They were often forced to camp in separate areas and ride at the very back of the parade. Despite these obstacles, they persisted to ensure that Black history remained visible. This story reflects a larger thread of resilience that has defined the Black family in Texas for generations. Their journey was a mobile history lesson for all who watched. The rodeo events that spectators enjoy today owe a great deal to African-American pioneers. Bill Pickett is perhaps the most famous figure in this history. Born in Texas in 1870, Pickett invented bulldogging, which is now known as steer wrestling. He developed a unique method of subduing cattle by biting the steer's upper lip. This technique was inspired by watching how cattle dogs worked on the ranch. Pickett was a star of the Miller Brothers' 101 Ranch Wild West show for over 25 years. However, Jim Crow laws often prevented him from competing in white-only arenas. He sometimes had to identify as Comanche or other ethnicities just to be allowed on the dirt. His contributions were so significant that he became the first Black man inducted into the National Rodeo Hall of Fame. His legacy proves that Black cowboys were not just laborers but also innovators in Western sport. In the 1960s, Mertis Dykeman Sr. continued the fight for representation in professional rodeo. He is often called the Jackie Robinson of rodeo. Dykeman became the first Black cowboy to qualify for the National Finals Rodeo. He faced judging bias and social isolation, yet he consistently ranked among the best bull riders in the world. His success opened doors for many other athletes of color who followed in his footsteps. Dykeman was also a founding member of the Prairie View Trail Riders. He understood that professional success was only one part of the mission. He worked to promote interest in agriculture and animal science among Black youth. His life work connected the excitement of the arena with the practical needs of the community. Even today, the Mertis Dykeman Sr. legacy inspires young riders to pursue excellence in Western culture. In 1993, the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo took a formal step toward inclusion. Civil rights activist Howard J. Middleton led the formation of the Black Heritage Committee. It began with only 50 members who wanted to increase Black participation in the rodeo. Before this time, the rodeo was largely a segregated institution. The BHC aimed to ensure that Black communities received a generational investment from the event's massive revenue. The committee focuses on more than entertainment. Its primary goals are to promote Western heritage and provide scholarships for minority students. Since its inception, the BHC has helped the rodeo award millions of dollars in educational funding. This outreach has empowered students from underserved backgrounds to pursue degrees in agriculture and STEM fields. The growth of the committee to 200 volunteers in 2026 shows its lasting impact on the city of Houston. As the rodeo grows, some community members fear it is losing its soul. In January 2026, the rodeo held a lineup announcement in Times Square, New York City. This move frustrated many local leaders in Houston. They viewed it as a sign of the event prioritizing national commercial appeal over local roots. Some critics described this as trading boots for billboards. The current president, Donald Trump, has often emphasized national branding and commercial success. This atmosphere has encouraged large-scale marketing efforts that reach far beyond Texas. However, for many Houstonians, the rodeo is about more than just a big brand. It is a local tradition that supports Black-owned businesses and family legacies. The tension between global commerce and local heritage is a major point of debate in 2026. The selection of Lizzo as the 2026 Black Heritage Day headliner has caused a stir. Lizzo is a Houston native who grew up attending the rodeo. However, her music is often categorized as pop. Some traditionalists feel this is a departure from the Randy B and hip-hop takeovers of previous years. They argue that the daytime heritage events are being forgotten in favor of a pop star spectacle. Bun B previously curated record-breaking shows that featured local legends like Drake. These performances were seen as deeply rooted in the specific culture of Black Houston. Critics of the Lizzo booking worry that the rodeo is moving away from cultural preservation. They fear the day is becoming a generic party for tourists rather than a celebration of Black Western history. This debate highlights the struggle to balance star power with community identity. Despite the focus on music, agriculture remains the heart of Black Heritage Day. Leaders like Landra Body emphasize that the day is about education. The Black Heritage Committee hosts events like lunch and learn panels. These sessions introduce inner-city students to careers in animal science and ranching. They also showcase artifacts from the history of Black cowboys. The erasure of these agricultural roots is a primary concern for community figures. When social media focuses only on the nighttime concert, it ignores the hard work of students and livestock shows. Nearly 4,000 students from 65 schools participated in the 2026 Talent Showcase. These young people are the future of the industry. Their participation honors the legacy of Black workers who fought for economic justice in the fields and on the ranches. Go Texan Day is the unofficial citywide kickoff for the rodeo season. Held on the Friday before the event begins, it encourages all Houstonians to wear Western attire. It is a unifying celebration that signals the start of the trail rides. For many, it is the one day when the city truly embraces its cowboy identity. The tradition dates back to 1954 and remains a cornerstone of Houston culture. For the Black community, Go Texan Day is a reminder of how far things have come. In the past, Black participation was limited and often met with resistance. Today, the day is an opportunity to showcase the diversity of the Western experience. It sets the stage for Black Heritage Day by building excitement and honor for the riders who travel hundreds of miles on horseback. It is a day of pride for the entire city. The financial model of the Houston Rodeo is designed to turn entertainment into education. Every concert ticket sold for Black Heritage Day contributes to a massive scholarship fund. Since 1932, the rodeo has committed over $660 million to Texas students. In 2026 alone, the pledge reached $28 million. This funding is critical for students who might otherwise lack the resources to attend college. The Black Heritage Committee uses its share of revenue to target minority and underserved communities. These scholarships do more than just pay for tuition. They create a pathway for generational wealth and professional achievement. By linking pop stars like Lizzo to agricultural funding, the rodeo ensures that commercial success serves a social justice goal. This cycle of success is the primary reason why community leaders defend the integrity of the day. Prairie View A&M University and Texas Southern University are vital partners in the rodeo's mission. As a land-grant institution, PFAMU has a specific mandate to focus on agriculture and rural development. This makes the rodeo a natural extension of the university's academic identity. The Prairie View Trail Riders were even founded by PFAMU alumni and staff. During Black Heritage Day, these HBCUs host informational displays and drumline performances. These events ground the day in academic excellence and student achievement. The partnership provides career readiness opportunities for students in animal science and leadership. It reinforces the idea that the Black Cowboy legacy is not just about the past. It is about the professional future of the Black community in Texas. Community leaders are taking a multi-pronged approach to fight misinformation. Landra Boddy and Gina Gooseby Harris frequently appear in the media to remind the public of the day's true meaning. They emphasize that Black Heritage Day offers much more than a headline performance. They use their platforms to explain the four pillars of the rodeo: agriculture, education, entertainment, and Western heritage. The commercialized party narrative is harmful because it shifts focus away from serious issues. If the public views the day as just a festival, the urgency of funding scholarships might decrease. Furthermore, an unofficial party atmosphere can create logistical and security strain for the city. Leaders are working to ensure that the 135,000 expected attendees understand they are participating in a heritage celebration, not just a clubbing weekend. Black Heritage Day remains a vital part of the Houston experience. It serves as a bridge between the historical exclusion of the past and the inclusive opportunities of the future. While viral trends on social media may come and go, the foundation of the event is built on real people and real struggles. Figures like Bill Pickett and Mertis Dykman Sr. paved the way for the students of today. Correcting misinformation is not just about facts and dates. It is about protecting a cultural legacy from being diluted by commercial interests. By focusing on agriculture, education, and true Western history, Houston leaders are ensuring that Black Heritage Day continues to empower the community. The 2026 season marks another chapter in this ongoing story of resilience and excellence in the American West. Copyright, African Elements.